Now, while Egypt looks at rerunning their parliamentary elections, that process is already underway in Greece. Voters there go back to the polls Sunday after an inconclusive election in May left the country without a governing coalition. Like the last time, the debate is highly polarized. Two major parties on the ballot sum up the stark choice facing Greeks. The conservatives of the New Democracy Party support the EU bailout deal, and the leftist Syriza Party vows to ditch the harsh bailout and austerity plan. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports as the country sinks deeper into the debt crisis.
This New Democracy TV spot raises the specter of a Greek Eurozone exit. A teacher lists other members. A little girl asks, and Greece, sir? Why not Greece? A deep baritone weighs in. We don't play with our kids' future.
Fear is the ruling factor in these elections.
Vasilios Daskopoulos is a political consultant.
Fear of uncertainty, insecurity, it's the most constant parameter.
Outside a New Democracy kiosk, 21-year-old Maria Kousiaki echoes the party's apocalyptic warnings.
I fear economic problems with bank, with politics, anarchy, and maybe fascism.
Cheers break out for party leader Antonis Samaras.
We are trying to get rid of all this very negative climate, which jeopardizes our future, because there are no investments, because tourism is going down, unfortunately, due to this very negative environment.
And yet, despite the fear of Greece's banishment from the Eurozone if Syriza wins, the radical leftist party has won over a large portion of the depleted middle class in this austerity-weary country. Its slogan is simple but optimistic. We leave the bailout behind and open the path to hope. Thrako Makedonis is a residential area and longtime New Democracy stronghold. It's a hot afternoon, but many residents gather for a Syriza town hall-like meeting. They want to know what a Syriza government would do for them. Retirees whose pensions were slashed, bankrupt businessmen, young people with no job prospects. A psychotherapist, appropriately named Terapia Mazaraki, says many Greeks will switch to Syriza because it promises to restore what they lost.
Many people are not so depressed. They have hope because they want to change. No longer passive. No. It's over in Greece. Over. We want to change.
2 months ago, Syriza was a marginal far-left party. But in the May 6 elections, it soared to 16%. It came in second to New Democracy, which, like the other long-governing socialist party, suffered huge losses thanks to its support for tough German-dictated austerity measures known as the Memorandum. With a 40-year-old political establishment imploding, political consultant Daskopoulos says Syriza has projected a solid image.
They have been persistent to their message of anti-memorandum agenda, and they have been able to create an umbrella for all protests in Greece, from far right to far left.
But reviving the economy is a daunting task. 5 years of recession, salaries slashed up to 50%, unemployment at record highs, health care cut to the bone. George Stathakis, a Syriza MP and economist, outlines his party's plan to reverse the downward spiral.
It will be a major redistribution of income from the wealthy to the poorer strata of the society, protect the welfare state and try to improve its performance. We will freeze wages, salaries at the current level.
No single party is expected to win an outright majority. But Syriza is running neck and neck with New Democracy, despite vocal warnings from many EU leaders that a bailout rejection will lead to a deeper crisis and Greece's exit from the Eurozone. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.